Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates.
Did you know that prophecy returning to the church is a last days end time sign? Acts chapter 2 verses 17 and 18. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those last days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Last days, the end times, are upon the earth.
Now this prophetic word.
As the wind blows the clouds in and blows them away, says the Father God, so shall it be in the days of the end. The last times the signs are being revealed to men. These signs come in and are revealed, and then they go away again. And man pays not attention to them. He pays not attention to the signs that are coming upon the earth, says the Father God, for he wishes not to understand them. But I say unto you, there are those of mine who do understand them. There are those of mine who see the signs and pay attention. And they look at them, and they understand, and they are ready to serve me, says God. They have come before me, and they have paid attention. They have studied my word. They have listened to what it has to say to them. They have applied it to their lives and to the doorposts of their house. And they have fully committed to me, says God. And I have fully committed to them. For my remnant is important to me. And I tell you this, that in the last day my remnant shall stand, saith the Lord.
Now, a message by Pastor Evans.
We're living in some exciting times with the stock market going crazy, and we're getting very close to Election Day, and many things are taking place, and they're causing some people a lot of problems. One of the reasons is because they don't know the Word of God. They don't realize that some of these things have to take place. We can't pray them away. You know, we can't just believe that they're not going to happen, because they are going to happen. And because of some of the things that are going to happen, we may not like some of the things that are going to take place. But for us as Christians, we're going to be okay. Even though we may be in the midst of a lot of trouble, trials, tribulations, God has given to us His Word. He's going to take us through this victoriously. So regardless of what we're seeing, we're going through it victoriously. Now listen to this word. I've got some scriptures jotted down here, and I want you to hear what God is saying.
Isaiah 42, verses 8 and 9.
This verse says, "For I am the Lord, that is my name and my glory. I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them." And we're seeing some new things ready to spring forth. And I believe God is talking to His church, and God is telling His church. And I hope the whole world is seeing what's taking place. One wrong vote in just a few days, and we'll see socialism here in the United States. Big time socialism. That's when the government tells us what we'll do and what we won't do. They're going to be controlling not only the banks, as we can see, but jobs and everything else. But in the midst of this, God says right here, "My name and my glory I'll not give to another." And there's only one God, and it's not Allah. And He said, "I won't share my glory with nobody else. I won't share my name with nobody else." And He says here, not even carved images, but He says, "I'll tell you, I'll warn you ahead of time the things that are taking place." And we try to do that here in these programs that we give unto you. We try to tell you the things that are coming to pass so you can be prepared, that you can be ready, that they won't catch you by surprise. The minute God tells us, we tell you. We're looking out for you. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 6 through 9 says, "Many will say that the economy is failing." Does that sound familiar? I bet you didn't know God knew that. You know, here He is over here in Isaiah, you know, over 2,000 years ago, telling us this. "Many will say that the economy is failing. But I cannot fail. Do you not know that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end? I tell you, I just love that. I mean, we see the economy, it looks like it's failing, but our God is not failing. Matter of fact, He says to us, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches in heaven. He's going to watch over you. He's going to protect you. I'm looking forward, if the time needs be, to eat some of that manna from heaven. You know, every time I read that in the Bible, I wondered, what does that taste like? It may be not a lot to eat, but it's going to fill us up. It's going to give us strength. It's going to carry us through. Some lady said on the news the other night, a top official that said, when we come out of this, there's going to be no dollar bills, no coins. We'll all get a government card. And all of our money will go to the government. And everything we buy, sell, or whatever we do will be through that card. I thought, that's nothing but the mark of the beast. The card won't be the mark.
That's right.
Because you haven't taken it in your body. But it's just the start of what we know is going to take place.
Amen. You're right.
And when they knock on my door or send me the mail, I'll say, no, thank you. My God supplies all my needs.
Amen.
I don't need this card, thank you anyways. But I can get along just fine. So don't be fearful over the things that are coming. You know, they're going to come. But God's made a way through this. Now listen to this. Revelations 22, starting with verse 13. Do you not believe that I can bring this nation to its destiny? I mean, that's what God said. I mean, everybody's selling us out. Everybody's thinking we're going to fall to pieces. Well, not before we go out of here. After we go out of here, yeah, things are going to fall to pieces. But God says, don't you think I'm able to bring this nation to the place that I want it to be? God's going to bring us to that place. And He goes on to say, for have I not always had a remnant in the earth? And so it is today. You are my witnesses, the ones I have chosen for this day and hour. I mean, God is talking to us here. Every Christian that can hear my voice, if you don't know Jesus, you should get to know Him right away. Because He's talking to us. He's telling us He's going to take us through. We were talking on the way here in the car, and I said, you know, the people are going to have to know God when this takes place. Or when you haven't had food on your table for 4 or 5 days, or no heat in your house for 4 or 5 days, because you don't have your faith built up, you don't know God, you don't know who you can trust in, you're going to run down and take that mark. You say, oh, no, I'm not going to take it. Well, if your faith isn't built up, you will. And then you're going to come back and say to people like us, well, I had children. I had to think of my children. Well, why do you think of God first?
That's right.
Put God first. He'll take care of your children. Because your faith and trust is going to be in God. That is the things that are happening right now. Many things are happening. If you're sick, God will heal you.
Amen.
If you're hungry, God will feed you. If you're cold, God will give you something to keep you warm.
Yeah.
It's going to be a victorious time because these are the things that God said. It says the nations rage. The earth responds by shaking and shifting. Boy, we're seeing that right now.
Amen.
I mean, when this happened to America, it happened to everybody else in the whole world.
That's
right. Boy, that's a shaking. That's a shaking. They're all wondering what we're trying to do and what we're going to do to help them, and yet they're planning on destroying us all the while. Oh, hallelujah. It's kind of funny. And then he goes on to say, but I am the solid rock that cannot be moved.
Hallelujah.
If they were able to totally wipe out America, God still wouldn't be moved.
Amen.
They can't move God.
Amen.
His way is going to be fulfilled. He says, come to me now. And I believe that's what He's telling all of us. Every one of us, come to me now. I realize that there's been many times and many things, but we need to come to God now. We need to come to God now. If you haven't given your whole life to God, you need to give it to Him. 100%. It says, let my people hide themselves in me. Wow. You say there's a hiding place? Yes. In God. In God we have a hiding place. And in that hiding place, we're safe. The world can be falling apart around about us, yet we're safe. It's like, have you ever been in a snow blizzard? And you got a nice warm house. and you're sitting there and you're looking out the windows and you can't see probably 50 feet because it's blowing and snowing so bad and you wouldn't even want to go outdoors. I mean, it's just terrible out there, but you're just as safe as can be. You're just as warm as could be. You can cuddle up in your bed to go to sleep and not have a worry. Well, we can do that with God. He's our refuge. He's our hiding place. He's our strength. He's our comfort. And if we know this, regardless what it looks like in the world, regardless what may take place in the world, we know we got a God. He's solid as any rock. Oh, glory to God. And He can't be moved. He can't be moved. Hallelujah. Come to me now. Let my people hide themselves in me. For in yet a little while, the shaking will continue. This is the things God showed me. It's going to continue. It's not going to stop here. I don't care who gets to be president. We got two evils. Pick the best of the two evils. Because one is far more evil than the other. We got two nations, and I talk about that here in a minute. Clashing. The good and the bad. Glory. The ones that want to do away with all the things we believe in and trust in. You know, they're talking about taking our kids at 3 years old and start educating them. Government educated. I mean, they're talking about some things that are really bad. But are you listening to what they're saying? Or are you thinking this is wonderful? It's a bailout system. When Uncle Sam owns everything, you know, he'll take care of all of us the same. Well, that's bad news. Because if he hasn't given anything to anybody, he's not going to give it to you.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, you're not going to live like you think you're going to live. Hallelujah. But you, my people, will stand strong in the midst of the upheavals. Know that it is a clash between two nations, and that praise, worship, and intercession will bring the light. The light that will drive the darkness out.
Amen.
The light that will cause you to see the path to walk upon. The light that will show you the way. You know, we've got something to sing about. We've got something to shout about. We've got something to be happy about. We know our God. Not everybody knows God. Not everybody knows how to walk in the things that God has for them. Not everybody knows the way. But when we know the way, wow, I'll tell you, there's joy. There's joy unspeakable. There's a peace that fills our hearts like the world can't give. I've watched this on television. I watch the things that are unfolding. And I like Fox News myself. I like to get over there because they have some great things going on. You don't hear a one-sided thing. And I'll tell you, sometimes I sit there and laugh because they're telling us what they think is best. And in the natural is the worst possible thing they could do. And yet I know that my God is the one that's going to be able to take me through. Not the government. Not the government. Not the buyout by the government. Not the government created jobs. Not the government created mortgages. My God. I got a new paper the other day from the Bank of America. One of the banks is still going strong. And they had a new credit card that in the beginning sounded pretty good. No interest for a year and a half. Up to $50,000. Put all your bills on it. Don't worry about anything. And when it gets done, it's going to be down there 7.6% interest. That sounds great, don't it? But they had that little mark there. So I went to the back, and by the time I got reading the back and got finished, I found out that at any moment, they could cancel that. At any moment, they could change the term. It didn't matter whether you've been faithful paying all your payments or not. At any moment, they could change all that. And when they changed it, they could charge you up to 35% interest. That's one of those programs that the world had that got us into this trouble.
That's right.
It looked good to the average person and they bought it. And all at once they raised their interest. They raised the payments. They couldn't pay it. And then they tried to blame it on the people and say they were dumb. They should have read their contract over. Well, I'll be truthful to you. If I get 3 pages of fine notes or 2 pages of fine notes, sometimes even 1 page of fine notes, I don't read it. I don't have the time. I probably wouldn't have my glasses with me. Wouldn't do me any good to try to read it anyways. So you just sign it. You know, we've done it all our life. It's not because we're uneducated. It's not because we're dumb. We just think they're being honest. When we're Christians, we get stung many times because we think everybody else is treating us like we treat them. They're treating us like a Christian should treat a Christian. Only we find out they're not Christian. Now they're stuffing their pockets. They're getting richer. The average person had better trust in God because he's got more money than that. He's got more provisions than that. He'll look out for us. He'll take care of us.
Right.
And most of us probably don't have $1,000 in the bank. Some may out there. How far will that go today? Not very far. If they tack 35% interest on that, you lost $350 before you ever started. Wow. You know, if the world could run on 10%, the tithe, like God says, wow.
Yeah.
Then they could say they really knew how to run a business. God runs his business. He says, you give me a tenth, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing and you don't have room to contain it. And then he goes on to tell us, if you want to give more than that, you take the biggest shovel you find, and I'll show you a shovel 1,000 times bigger than that and give it back to you. I mean, that's God.
Amen.
You'll never talk me into trusting the systems of the world. I'm going to trust God. That's a safety. That's the safest place to be. That's going to take us through. These other programs are going to fold up. And when they lie to you about insurance, we got one of the best insurance plans there is, thanks to my wife. And you know what? If we had that $5,000, we could pay cash for that insurance plan. And I've been in the hospital once for 3 months or longer and never saw a penny of it. It was all paid for. It was all taken care of. Now, they didn't have to have the government do that. An insurance company did it. And there's a lot of them out there that'll do it. Not only that, God will keep you from ever getting sick on top of that. As I got into more faith and began to learn more things, you know, these things didn't happen. God's able to take us through. God's able to give us the victory. But we've got to have total trust in God.
Yeah.
He said, trust me with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding of what? He'll direct our paths. He'll tell us. He might say, go out there in the backyard and you see a white box there. Take it in the house while it's still warm, and there's enough food for you for a week. I mean, our God is able. He's still the God that performs miracles. He's still the God that's doing the supernatural. So don't look to the government. Don't look to all these buyout programs. If they help you, that's great. But look to God. We don't have long left. If they're about ready to produce the mark of the beast, and Russia's ready to move on down, you know, into Israel, and we can see all that.
That's right.
We don't have long.
That's right.
When you hear preachers out there talking about 2012, you begin to realize this possibly could be true. It could be less. So are you ready? Know Jesus Christ today. Settle it today, and you won't have a thing to worry about.
Thank you, Brother Evans, for that great message. And if you enjoyed that message, would you help us get it out to people all around the world? Just pray about what offering God might have you send. And write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. And may God richly bless you, our friends. 666, the mark of the beast, is at hand, my friends. Please listen to this audio clip of Louis Farrakhan, another powerful Chicago-based political figure associated with the Obama's longtime pastor, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who is speaking to a Nation of Islam youth gathering audience, saying, when Obama talks, the Messiah is absolutely speaking.
You are the instrument that God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear. And the Messiah is absolutely speaking.
Let me replay a little bit of that for you.
That's a sign. Sign. When the Messiah speaks, when the Messiah speaks, when the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear, and the Messiah is absolutely speaking, and the Messiah is absolutely speaking.
The time of the end is at hand, my friends. This is the last chance I have to air these things before the election tomorrow. May God's choice win, and he will, because the Bible clearly says God places those who govern this world. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news, but I will have little time to insert very much scripture this time, so let this one verse suffice for this one program. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain receipt, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The legal battle over Obama's citizenship still is alive. An important and ongoing election story with a tremendous legal consequences to the issue of presidential qualifications. The election's most underreported story among many is the story of Obama's origins in Kenya and the evidence indicating that Obama's subsequent birth certificate from Hawaii was falsified to give him citizen status. There are two court cases now pending on the issue, and it seems obvious now that the courts are dragging their feet to evade a ruling until the election is over. The state of Hawaii appeared to be complicit in the forgery when it happened and is now equally reluctant to come forth and certify the bogus copy of Obama's birth certificate. The U.S. Government Election Commission has also failed to do its due diligence in certifying Obama's citizenship and right to be a USA president. Don't expect this important legal technicality to stop the Obama steamroller. There exists a major conspiracy of silence. Again, note, I, Brother Johnson, am a spiritual commentator, not a reporter, and this is a report. Newspaper shows Obama belonged to a socialist party. Democrats' campaign denied allegations, but new evidence indicates membership. This was excerpted from the New Party publication. Evidence has emerged that Senator Barack Obama belonged to a socialist political party that sought to elect members to public office, with the aim of moving the Democrat Party far leftward to ultimately form a new political party with socialist agenda. Now, Watchman comment, socialism is communism. Continuing. Several blogs have previously documented that while running for Illinois State Senate in 1996 as a Democrat, Obama actively sought and received the endorsement of the socialist-oriented New Party, with some blogs claiming Obama was a member of the controversial party. The New Party, formed by members of the Democratic Socialists for America and leaders of an offshoot of the Community Party USA, was an electoral alliance that worked alongside the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, or ACORN. The new party's aim was to help elect politicians to office who espouse its policies. Among new party members was linguist and radical activist Noam Chomsky. Obama's campaign has responded to the allegations, denying the presidential candidate was ever a member of the new party. But the New Zeal blog dug up print copies of the New Party News, the party's official newspaper, which show Obama posing with New Party leaders and list him as a New Party member and include quotes from him. There are pictures of this actually on my website, so believe me, this could be the truth. Continuing, becoming a New Party member requires some effort on behalf of the politician. Candidates must be approved by the party's political committee, and once approved, must sign a contract mandating they have a visible and active relationship with the party. According to DSA documents, the new party worked with ACORN to promote its candidates. ACORN was convicted in massive nationwide voter fraud cases and has been a point of controversy for Obama over the presidential candidate's ties to the group. The last day's signs, the end times, they sure are here. And one more, Obama's grandmother confirms Kenyan birth. This has been a real sham he's pulled off for the last 20 months. The Pennsylvania Democrat who has sued Senator Obama, demanding he prove his American citizenship and therefore a qualification to run for president, has confirmed he has a recording of a telephone call from the senator's paternal grandmother confirming his birth in Kenya. Now this is a Democrat, my. The issue of Obama's birthplace, which Obama states is Honolulu in 1961, has been raised enough time that his campaign website has posted an image purporting to be of his certificate of live birth from Hawaii. But Philip J. Berg, a former deputy attorney general for Pennsylvania, told the Michael Savage Talk radio program that the document is forged and that he has a tape recording he will soon release. "This has been a real sham. He's pulled off for the last 20 months," Berg told Savage. "I'll release it, the tape, in a day or two, and affidavits from her talking to a certain person. I heard the tape. She was speaking to someone here in the United States," Berg said. He said the telephone call was from Obama's paternal grandmother, affirming she was in the delivery room in Kenya when he was born August 4, 1961. Berg said he's pursuing the issue because of the most important document in the United States Constitution. "Nothing is more important than enforcing the Constitution," he said. "The Constitution's provisions are very small for qualifying for president. One, must be over 35, and he is. Two, be in the country 14 years, and he has been. Three, be a natural-born citizen, which he is not," says Berg. "The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Remember, I said, I, Brother Johnson, am a spiritual commentator, not a secular reporter. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. I wonder what might happen if the false Messiah, Lord Obama, gets elected. Then, after he is elected, all this stuff comes out as being true. Will the election then be nullified? And if so, will it go to McCain by default? I do not know. I'm not a politician. Or will the election have to be run again while Bush remains in office? Those of you who have listened to this Watchman of God for a while know I have questioned if Bush would even leave office for some time now. Or consider, might Bush even declare martial law and even possibly stay in office permanently? None of these scenarios may happen, but they are interesting nonetheless. I cannot say they are from God, as I do not know that. They are just some thoughts I have been tossing around in my head for some time now, not in my spirit. As Pastor Evans said in his message, these times we live in are going to be very interesting. So hang on, because Jesus is coming and it won't be long. Amen. The last day signs, the end times, they are here. This program airs with new information on 3.185 every Monday and Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. and every Thursday evening, 3.185, at 10:30 p.m. for an all-prophecy news program, no preaching. Monday and Wednesday, 3.185, 11 p.m. Thursday, 3.185, 10:30 p.m. Thank you, my good friends. It is such a joy when I hear from you. Please write signs, P.O., Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Call 24/7, 1-607-201-5663. Call anytime to record your prayer request or message. 1-607-201-5663. Write signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797, USA. Until the next time, when I meet you on the airwaves, or the last time, when Jesus returns and we all meet Jesus in the air, this is Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, saying, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, my friends, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.